Hey there, awesome listeners. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood anti-anxiety stoic, back with another dose of calm, control, and courage to get you through this crazy beautiful day. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly you're comparing yourself to everyone else? Like, everyone looks happier, more successful, more put together. It's a trap, right? We live in a world where everyone's putting their best foot forward online, showcasing highlight reels of their lives. It's easy to get caught up in a comparison game, start feeling inadequate, and let those little voice whispers of self-doubt creep in. But guess what? You're not alone. So today, we're diving deep into strategies for managing social media and keeping those comparisons at bay. Because you deserve to feel confident, empowered, and genuinely happy, both online and offline. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this tricky terrain. First, remember that social media is curated. It's a carefully crafted highlight reel, not real life. People tend to share the best moments, the successes, the glamorous vacations. They rarely show you the behind-the-scenes struggles, the messy days, or the everyday realities. So take those posts with a grain of salt and remember that everyone's journey is unique. Second, be mindful of your time spent scrolling. It's easy to get sucked into that endless vortex of likes, comments, and updates. Set boundaries for yourself. Schedule specific times for checking social media and stick to them. When you find yourself mindlessly scrolling, ask yourself, is this adding value to my life? Am I learning something new? Or am I just feeding the comparison monster? Third, curate your feed intentionally. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions or make you feel inadequate. Follow accounts that inspire you, uplift you, and align with your values. Remember, your social media should be a source of positivity and connection, not a competition or breeding ground for self-doubt. Fourth, focus on your own journey. Comparison is the thief of joy. Instead of comparing yourself to others, celebrate your own unique strengths, talents, and accomplishments. What are you passionate about? What makes you feel fulfilled? Channel that energy into pursuing your goals and living a life that feels authentically yours. And lastly, remember that real life is happening offline. Put down the phone, step away from the screen, and connect with the people around you in meaningful ways. Engage in activities that bring you joy, nurture your relationships, and create memories that last a lifetime. Ever scrolled through Instagram looking at seemingly perfect lives and thought, wow, everyone else has it figured out except me? Yeah, I've been there too. Picture this. You're scrolling through Insta, and boom, you see your friend just got back from an amazing trip to Bali with their partner. They look absolutely radiant in all the photos. You might feel a twinge of envy or even sadness comparing your current situation to theirs. But here's the thing. That picture represents a single moment in time, a carefully curated snapshot of what might be the best part of their whole trip. What about the flight delays, the arguments over where to eat, the uncomfortable hostel beds? Social media rarely shows us the full story. Think of it like this: imagine everyone you know had a highlight reel playing constantly in public. You'd only see the exciting moments, the achievements, the smiles. But behind closed doors, everyone deals with their own challenges, insecurities, and messy realities. It's okay to feel a little envious sometimes, but don't let those fleeting feelings derail your own happiness. Remember, you are on your unique journey with your own triumphs and struggles. So remember, my friends, social media can be a powerful tool for connection and inspiration, but it shouldn't define your self-worth or dictate your happiness. You got this. You're amazing just the way you are, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. So go out there, live your best life, and remember to check in with yourself regularly. Take a step back from the noise, appreciate the small victories, and focus on what truly matters. And if you ever find yourself feeling overwhelmed or discouraged by those comparison monsters, come back here to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic for some calming, control-infused courage. Ready to take action? Head over to our social media channels and share your thoughts. What strategies have helped you manage social media and combat those pesky comparisons? Let's build a supportive community together and help each other thrive in this crazy world. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the Anti-Anxiety Stoic wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of calm, control, and courage. Keep shining, you beautiful souls.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.